It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A very important day, of course, for America. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here on X at Rich Zeoli. Joining me now, very, very happy to have her first time on the show, Congresswoman Elise Stefanik. She represents New York's 21st Congressional District. She's also the House Republican Conference Chair. Congresswoman, how are you today?
Good. Great to be on your show, Rich.
Well, thanks. You know, my wife is from Tupper Lake, New York.
Oh, my gosh, that's in my district. What a special place to grow up.
I know. And we were just there. We spent a week there for the 4th of July. It was great. And went to the Racket River Brewery. It was a lot of fun. So you got a great district.
I do. And Tupper Lake is a good Republican town. Whenever that comes in Election Day, we win Tupper Lake overwhelmingly.
Yeah, except for my mother-in-law, but that's for another show. So we'll talk about that another time. It's great to have you. First of all, your thoughts. You murdered Cuomo yesterday. I played the clips on the show. Good for you. I mean, that was great. I was like cheering you on.
You know, that hearing was a long time coming, and we have done, the Committee on COVID has done extraordinary work in this investigation. And really, Cuomo, let's remember, this is a disgraced former governor, and it is important to get the truth, transparency, and accountability for the over 15,000 seniors who were essentially sent to their deaths because of Governor Cuomo's COVID nursing home directive that was issued in March of that year. And families have been smeared by Cuomo. They've been attacked. That's how Andrew Cuomo is he tries to bully people, but he's not going to bully me, and I'm not going to let him bully those families. So I went on offense to get answers for those families, and the families were so appreciative in that hearing. And it is a shame that Governor Cuomo is still treating those families that way. But I said, which is a fact, is that he will never hold elected office again, and there is a reason. There are many reasons.
Yeah, I think it's also because the guy's a creep. But yes, he should not ever hold elective office again, and I don't think he ever would. So I think you're exactly right.
No, not that he should. I said he will not. I told him he will not. That is why he will not, and that's a fact.
Yeah, no, you are right, Congresswoman. He will not, no doubt about it. I want to talk to you about the debate, but you also wrote a great op-ed in the Press Republican talking about 9/11. And since it is September 11th, obviously the 23rd anniversary, you are a congresswoman in the state of New York. Your thoughts?
Well, first of all, today is a very important day. It's a solemn day, but it's a day that we need to make sure we never forget. And I think about this as a mom. My son is 3 years old. It is our responsibility to educate young Americans about the importance of 9/11, the lessons learned, and the lives that were lost because of the terrorist attack against the Twin Towers, as well as the plane that went down in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, and the attempted attack on the Capitol, which was, of course, the Pennsylvania plane, and the plane on the Pentagon, and how many heroic Americans stepped up, whether it was the FDNY, the NYPD, or those Americans on that plane. So it is important that we always honor this day, and it's hard for me to believe that we are 23 years from that day. I think everyone remembers where they were. I was actually a senior in high school, if you can believe that, in upstate New York, but I had a lot of friends who had family members that worked in New York City or had loved ones in New York City, including individuals in the World Trade Center. So New Yorkers, as well as every American, were very, very impacted by that day.
The debate last night, Congresswoman, I thought that Kamala Harris was not able to offer any policy specifics that would sway undecided voters, in my opinion. Anyone who's leery about her economic ideas or her ability to control the legal immigration or crime or anything like that, I don't think they walked away last night being convinced that she's the better choice.
No, they didn't. And you're right, Rich. Again, setting aside the mainstream media, which is just propping her up, they had those headlines written even before the debate started. And it was a 3-on-1 debate. How biased the moderators were. Anybody viewing could see that. The point was they were correcting Donald Trump. They failed to correct Kamala Harris. They were falsely correcting Donald Trump and going after him. So he did a very good job. I think he won the debate. What's interesting, despite what the pundits are saying, if you look at undecided voters, they increasingly thought President Trump won the debate. debate, and fewer went to Kamala Harris. So I think it was a win for him. You also importantly pointed out, she says she has a plan, but what President Trump correctly said was, you've been there for nearly 4 years. You've destroyed this country, destroyed the economy. You look at the catastrophes around the world. Look at the wide open border. You're the open borders are for Joe Biden. So he did a very good job prosecuting that case. And she had no real plan. If you look at what she has said, she's talked about price fixing. She's talked about trillions of dollars of tax increases, more reckless spending, more inflationary policies. That would devastate hardworking Americans. And she didn't want to get into the specifics. My other takeaway was she spent a lot of time talking about herself, not talking about the people, the American people, and how policies impact hardworking families in this country.
That's exactly right.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Said earlier, Congresswoman Stefanik, that I didn't feel that she expressed any empathy whatsoever for people who were out there struggling. None. Zero.
I agree. And that's one of President Trump's greatest strengths, is I've seen him interact with people from all walks of life, whether it's Gold Star families who he genuinely has spent hours and hours with, grieving with them, whether it's law enforcement officers. Look at today. He went to the 9/11 ceremony. They were not cheering for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris who were there. They were cheering for President Donald J. Trump because they know they need a strong leader to save this country. Or just understanding, you know, hardworking people, hardworking workers. There's a reason why the Republican Party is now the party of workers. And that's what's been happening across this country. He has broadened the Republican Party. Independents, he's doing very well in polling with independents, and undecideds are continuing to break his way.
Yeah, because they know he's going to be better for them on the economy. He's going to be better for them on crime. Let me ask you this question. You represent a part of New York State, beautiful part, the Adirondacks, that whole region up there is gorgeous. Are people up there worried about crime? Are they worried about illegal immigration?
Big time we're worried about crime and illegal immigration. First of all, crime in New York across the state has skyrocketed. And illegal immigration, it's not just the border districts. In that northern border, your wife's from Tupper Lake, we have had a skyrocketing of illegals crossing along the northern border. I've raised the profile of that issue. So when we talk about border security, it impacts every part of the country. When it comes to crime, yes, in my district, which has a lot of rural areas, we've had bank robberies, we've had smash and grabs. This is unimaginable when I was growing up in upstate New York. There is a real consequence to the defund the police policies and what we have in New York, which is bail reform, releasing criminals onto the streets. And this is what is happening in cities across America that are run by Democrats. So, yes, it is a crime crisis. We won. Republicans won in New York, all those swing districts. It's why we have the House Republican majority, because we are fighting back against the crime crisis and the illegals crisis. So it's very real. And I'm sure it's real in Pennsylvania, too. The other issue that I wanted to raise about the debate that's particularly important for the listeners in Pennsylvania is Kamala Harris supports banning fracking.
Yes.
She wants to wipe that away. She owns that radical far left position that would devastate the economy of Pennsylvanians. You know how I know that? Because in New York, we have a moratorium on fracking under Democrats, and we've seen so much job growth in Pennsylvania that New York has lost out on because of our terrible radical policies. And Kamala Harris is a radical anti-fracking Democrat.
Yeah, and she sued the Obama administration. She was the Attorney General of California. She sued them to stop fracking in Southern California. So she's completely full of it when she says she's not going to want to ban fracking in Pennsylvania. And didn't you love this, too, last night, Congresswoman Stefanik, when she said, oh, I cast a tie-breaking vote for the Inflation Reduction Act? Like, what was she going to do, vote against it? I mean, give me a break.
The thing is, I call it the Inflation Expansion Act because that's what it did. It expanded inflation, and I refuse to let the Democrats and the media hijack our vocabulary and the meaning of words. So she did. She cast the tie-breaking vote for the Inflation Expansion Act, which had terrible policies when it comes to Green New Scam. It's very anti-American energy, and it has caused this you know, the most painful inflation in my lifetime, in 40 years, the highest rate of inflation. So, yeah, if she wants to talk about that, let's talk more about that, because she owns the inflation crisis in this country.
Yeah, she does. And she tried to use that as her evidence to say she wouldn't ban fracking. And that was just such a weak example to give to the people of Pennsylvania, because she had no choice but to vote as the tie-breaking vote on that bill. And so she's completely full of it. She was on Jimmy Fallon show, you know, rapping along to banning fracking. I mean, this is a joke to anyone who believes that she's really changed her mind on this. 100,000 people work in the fracking industry in Pennsylvania. They're nuts. So I'm glad you brought up that point about New York State and the fracking moratorium. People listen to what Democrats do. Judge them by their actions, not their words. When people show you who they are, pay attention. Am I right?
That's right. That's right. You can look at New York at the energy policies. Pennsylvania has benefited from a boom with the fracking industry. It has been to the detriment of New Yorkers, where we have lost jobs and been hollowed out in upstate New York because of our terrible energy policies, which Kamala Harris supports those terrible radical energy policies.
Yeah, listen, I'm so glad you joined us today. I hope you come back again. You're terrific. I was so happy to watch you just literally give Cuomo the justice that so many people wanted to see. Thank you for doing that yesterday. Thanks for keeping up the fight. You really are a fighter. You're a warrior. House Republican Conference Chair Elise Stefanik. Follow her on social media at Rep Stefanik and at Elise Stefanik. Congresswoman, thank you for joining us here in Philadelphia.
Thanks, Rich.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.